Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, it's that time of the week again on the Robert Scott Bell Show when the bad guys are on the run because Jonathan Ebord is back with us. Jonathan, my man, how are you?
Robert, doing well. It's good to be here.
Always good to have you on board. I understand you have to race through traffic to get here. All the more gracious of you to just struggle
to
be here.
Have to race through traffic and duck from gyrocopters.
Yes. Did that gyrocopter land anywhere near you? It went to the Capitol. A guy was just upset about campaign finance issues, and he rides this little thing that's basically a seat with, you know, whirly bird thing up above his head. 800
I thought
miles
it was Norm for a minute, but I thought Norm Singleton was coming into the Capitol to make a grand appearance, but it wasn't Norm. It was a disgruntled postal employee. You know, they talk about a lot of people going postal in the old days, remember?
Yes,
this
I know. It used to be scary.
This guy's one up those folks. He's learned how to fly basically by the seat of his pants. Did you see that thing? It's amazing that anybody would be able to go anywhere in something like that without losing their chili.
I'm thinking.
He deserves a badge for achievement because, my goodness, he flew all the way up from where you are,
right, Robert. Right down in Tampa area. Courage. Norm Singleton from Campaign for Liberty. Would you fly one of those things?
I don't know. I actually thought that they were flying Hillary to the downtown Chipotle or one of these other fine eating establishments.
Flying cheap.
To get her a burrito.
That's hilarious.
She's a populist. She would fly on her own. She doesn't need a pilot.
A flying burrito and not on a broom.
If she were a real populist, she would have gone to Taco Bell, but...
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
ouch.
Too far down for her. She can only go so far.
Yeah, it's a little bit. But, yeah, so speaking of Hillary Clinton, that's kind of where I wanted to open with you guys. You know, of course, she declared to run for president as, you know, to nobody's surprise. She's been trying to do it since, I guess, Bill was president. She looked lovingly at him and said, I'm going to get your job one day, my pretty. And eventually, she's not giving up. Maybe she will. But I have a question from the standpoint of conservative versus liberal politics, because they get kind of muddied. When we've heard in the media, if they put up Rand Paul against Hillary Clinton, Rand has shown that he, at least by the polls, that he is running neck and neck or even could beat her in certain key states. But the so-called Republican old guard, some of them are saying if it's Rand Paul against Hillary, they're going to vote for Hillary. What kind of messed up world is this that they're going to vote for a Democrat?
Terribly messed up. You know, in the case of Hillary Clinton, you got to ask yourself, will the real Hillary Clinton please stand up? And the reason why I say that is this is about the fourth remake of Hillary Clinton. She's now a populist. You know, she redesigns herself every campaign. And unfortunately, because she's not a very good politician, not a very good speaker, it's always a wooden appearance in the end. It's sort of like an attempt to make Pinocchio look different. With that nose, you always know it's Pinocchio. And that's the way it is with Hillary. There's just no hope for Hillary. She can try to remake herself, but in the end, everybody, just about everybody knows, oh, that's the same old Hillary.
But what does it say about the Republican old guard if they would say Rand Paul as a Republican running, a conservative guy, versus Hillary Clinton, Norm? What is that all about?
Well, I think that what it's about is Rand is challenging the traditional Republican view on foreign policy by saying that the answer to our foreign crisis is not to be everywhere at once. He's taking a more in many ways it's more traditional Republican in the tradition of Eisenhower and Nixon and Ford and even Reagan, who was not the neoconservative that some revisionists on the right like to paint him as, but he was a strong believer in peace through strength. He believed in strength and peace, and he believed in diplomacy. If you read or talk to anyone who worked on his foreign policy team, he is challenging the Republican narrative of saying that we need to give up, we need to be willing to give up liberty for security. He's challenging and the Republican narrative on civil liberties and police brutality, police militarization, and things like civil asset forfeiture. And ironically, the very issues that make him unacceptable to so many of the D.C. Karl Rovian neoconservative Bill Kristol establishment are the very things that actually make him arguably the Republican Party's best chance of winning a general election, because those are the issues that the foreign policy, the civil liberties, the other issues that are making and talking about police militarization and talking about racial disparities in the drug war, those are the issues that are bringing young people and non-traditional Republicans to listen to all of his message. And if you don't have someone who's willing to reconsider the approach and reconsider some of these issues, I have bad news for Karl Rove, which is get ready for 8 years. Maybe good news for Karl Rove and others. This is get ready for 8 years of Hillary, because look at the country and the demographics where we're going. George W. Bush couldn't win today. Someone like Reagan probably could. And the truth is, in many ways, Rand Paul was closer to Reagan than John McCain of 08 or Mitt Romney of 012 or even W of 04 is.
Hmm. Jonathan, I mean, you have battled the bureaucratic oligarchy for almost your entire career. You've recognized the beyond partisan perspective, if you will, of the oligarchy. No matter what administration has gotten in, flipped from Republican to Democrat, we can certainly say around the edges, a little different here, a little different there. But in all of the cases to this point, the government has largely grown or remained the same. And as I hear people say, well, if Rand Paul is run in because they don't like his foreign policy, even though he's different about it than his dad was, and he's certainly not someone that would shirk a responsibility to protect this country, that if the Roves of the world, the establishment Republicans, the old party Republicans, and I don't mean Goldwater Republicans, would rather have a Democrat like Hillary Clinton, and what does it say about the non-difference between the establishment parties at that level?
Well, you got to recognize there's really not much difference between a George H.W. Bush or a George Bush, for that matter, and Bill Clinton, for example. There's really not much difference. They both are heavy advocates of big government. They believe in bureaucratic growth. They supported it, expanded the government beyond anything that we had seen before in each of their administrations. And they didn't do anything to restore the constitutional limits to government to bring about a limited federal republic. And that's something that Rand Paul believes in fundamentally. So there's a huge difference between someone like, Karl Rove and Rand Paul on this fundamental point of whether there ought to be government in so many different areas. Rand Paul would restore a limited federal republic, no question about it. He would work diligently to do that. He's dedicated, like his father is, to achieve that objective. And so, that is a huge difference. Now, we don't know on that question in particular, how most of the other Republicans will be. We know that Ted Cruz has said many times he believes in restructuring government to limit it, to restore constitutional limits.
Mm-hmm.
But others who have been mentioned, we don't really know where they stand on these fundamental questions, how far they would go to bring back limits to government, bring back fiscal responsibility, bring back, how would they campaign with vigor in the White House to achieve that objective? And that's the real question. How sincere are they in their love of this country? And I mean by that their love of what this country is as defined by the Constitution of the United States. There's really not much of a difference between someone like a George Bush or George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush Jr., and Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. There isn't that much difference. You know, remember, it was George Bush who brought us Medicare Part D.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's a good point. As a prescription drug coverage, like we had enough, we didn't have enough drugs around, you know.
And no child left behind, which
right.
of course it was the, which of course is the program that Obama piggybacked on to bring us Common Core, or
well,
Obama
about,
Core.
One thing about Rand Paul cool. that you've got, you really have to admit, and you have to admit this about his father too. These are honest people. They're telling you what they really think. They believe these things that they say. It's not like Hillary, who is, the flavor of the day. Hillary just has a team of people combing over possible positions on issues, and they develop her platform, and she runs like a titular head of a regime. And she's not her views that she articulates are the views of the moment. She adopts a centrist, left-leaning position on everything. But when it comes to specifics, there are none. And when it comes to being able to predict who she is, well, is she who she says she is today? Well, that differs with what she said she was yesterday and what she was, in fact, yesterday. I mean, it's impossible to tell who Hillary Clinton is. Well, you never have that problem with Rand Paul or Ron Paul. You know who they are because they tell you exactly who they are. The issue of trust is a big issue. And in their case, you can trust that they are who they are. We should respect them even if there's a Republican out there who thinks that they are not consistent with the viewpoints. You should fundamentally respect these people because mm-hmm. they're honest.
Yeah, I think people are still stunned by anybody being honest because they expect to be lied to. They expect a Hillary, or maybe even the equivalent as we've seen in the Republican Party's past. So stick around, folks. This is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan Eamore, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, check it out. All the links are in the show notes at robertscatbell.com, including to Jonathan Emord at emord.com, and, of course, Norman Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Later in the show, we have Roseanne Lindsay is going to join us, a naturopath from Wisconsin, good friend. And we're going to do some U.K. health correspondence, see what's going on in the U.K. with their elections as well as their national health system, what makes a Brit happy. Stick around for that. Right now, Jonathan, we're talking off the air, and I wish people were privy to that, but maybe one day we'll get deeper into it. But I think, you know, why do we get along so well in Norm Singleton? We have a passion for principle, living certain things that we believe wholeheartedly, and we want to see those things manifest out here. And when the government or the people in government don't live up to those principles, as they often don't, it's not only disappointing, it's disheartening, but it can be very angering, can bring out a lot of passion in all of us to try to make things right. But so many of the politicians that run for office promise one thing, but you know they're not authentic. And I think the young people particularly are craving authenticity. I think Rand Paul will get the youth vote if he gets the nomination for the Republicans, not a Hillary Clinton.
Well, I agree with you. I think everyone has this love for sincerity and for principle. And, you know, we all judge people for their political stripe based on what they tell us they are. And when they're duplicitous, when they fabricate things, and when they prove themselves over and over again more interested in advancing their own personal interests than they are in protecting the United States or the Constitution or those things that we hold dear like that, well, who can fault us for being skeptical, for being uninterested in politics.
Sure.
When these things, you know, who loves a liar? I mean, do we really like people who are unprincipled? I mean, how shallow do these politicians think we are? And I think you're right. I think that when people appreciate someone is sincere and they have a principle that they're standing on, they respect them. And when they respect them, they're more apt to vote for them. Mm-hmm. It may be in the end that they won't, because they have some interest that conflicts with the position taken by that person. But they undoubtedly will respect that person. It's really tragic that most people who occupy the White House are elected these days by those who are voting for them, who are voting for them because they hate everybody, but they're voting for the one that they hate the least.
Right. The whole concept of the lesser of two evils is still evil. And Norm, you know, when we talked about what happened with the Ron Paul revolution, the young people came out for Ron like nobody's business until he wasn't the nominee and then went to Obama, but they were craving something different. And I think authenticity is a big message that could win.
Yes, it is. I mean, I think that especially when you're dealing with, you know, a candidate like Clinton, and I will say one thing for Jeb Bush is that he is not backing away from some of the positions he has, like Common Core and amnesty, that are unpopular with the Republican base. And certainly Rand is, as you said, not exactly like his father, but he's not like a traditional Republican, and he's not, you know, backing away from those. He's continuing to work to try to find ways to bring a message to both traditional Republicans and to see, though, how it can help how it can help bring new people to the Republican Party, but more importantly to the libertarian conservative movement. And a very interesting thing, I attended a talk recently. Well, actually, not recently. I think it was might have been back in January, by a gentleman from the Weekly Standard who had written a book on Hillary. And I asked him directly, how would Bill Kristol react if Rand Paul were the nominee? And he said, kind of laughed and said, "Well, it's too early to tell." But then he said, "That's a good question, because if Rand Paul were the nominee, it would be transformational. And if Hillary were the nominee and Rand was the nominee, it could be transformational for both parties." And he said he honestly didn't know what Bill Kristol and the rest of the Weekly Standard neocons would do.
Which candidate is the status quo fighting the hardest against? I call that a clue. When you're going into the voting booth, if you're going to vote, which candidate is the status quo fighting against the most? Use that as a clue and act accordingly. We'll be back with Jonathan Mord and Norm Singleton after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's bring it back to a local level here. You know, because you understand that this matrix is pretty darn big. And, of course, those are focusing on states' rights and local, you know, local government where you have a lot more control. There's a lot of disasters of big government on the local level as well, particularly with the issue of families, the sanctity and sovereignty of families, where the kids are being literally kidnapped by CPS or DCFS, depending on where you are, what it's called, Children's Services, under the claims of medical abuse and neglect, to guarantee for-profit hospitals can bill the taxpayers of that state. And there's a lot of kickbacks on a federal level, to the state level, to the local level, to the CPS as well. A lot of money changing hands here. And there's a case, and Jonathan, I got to ask you this, you know, as your background as an attorney here, a case where the Stanley family, I think it was in Missouri, there was an affidavit based on, you know, to get a warrant, to get the police and the CPS in to check out this home that they claimed. There was a dietary supplement in this home that could endanger the children, a perfectly legal dietary supplement. And of all the things that they could say in an affidavit to make a judge sign a warrant, how could they do that with a dietary supplement?
Well, I think that they ordinarily, and I haven't seen the affidavit here, so I can't speak directly to it, but the ordinary situation, the rather pat affidavit of the government, represents that the dietary supplement is an unapproved drug based on its use or its labeling or its promotion. That is, that it is used for the purpose of treating disease, and therefore they characterize it as an unapproved drug, or in other words, as contraband. And so, unfortunately, most judges don't make an inquiry sufficient to demand enough information to show whether or not this is heroin or whether or not this is simply a dietary supplement that's otherwise legally salable.
So it's a failure of the judge to do his diligence.
Yeah, and clearly, if someone's representing a supplement that, let's say, is vitamin C to be a cure for some disease, separate and apart from whether the supplement is a problem,
right,
is the issue of whether they are selling it as a drug. That can be dealt with without the necessity for expeditious ex parte process where a person's rights are being violated because you don't give them an opportunity to defend themselves against the charge. So the problem with the issuance of these ex parte warrants, which means that they're issued without any notice to the party that the stormtroopers are coming in, is that it should only be used in the most extreme circumstances when there is imminent threat to human life. And the presence of a dietary supplement is not one of those circumstances. If someone's making claims associated with it or they're using it for disease treatment, it still is not, except under circumstances which would cause it to rise to that. So, for example,
right,
if, let's say, a child is being deprived of a curative treatment in favor of a product that either will aggravate their condition or will allow that condition to progress, and there is no time for debate because their lives are at stake, they could die at any moment, well, then there may be an emergency circumstance. But that's not this situation at all. These kids were not being abused. They were not being denied necessary food and clothing. Mm-hmm. The parents were poor, but that doesn't mean that they weren't caring for their children and loved their children, which is quite true. So they've treated them. Really, this is a case of quite obvious disparate treatment based on their socioeconomic status. I mean, they're treating them, mistreating them.
Jonathan, see a lot of the targeting of the poorest that have no defense, who have no idea that they could and should perhaps stand up to bullies, even on the local governmental level, when they're unlawfully threatened, you know, for a loss of their child. I mean, we've covered stories recently about a nursing school student who was kicked out of nursing school for refusing to lie about vaccines, saying that they were mandatory, and if you don't get them, that you will lose your Medicaid. I mean, there's no basis for that. And in the nursing school, it's what it was taught. She wouldn't do it. She was kicked out of school. She's now filing suit against them, interestingly enough. But Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, you have a blog there talking about the overreach of CPS taking or kidnapping children because they were walking alone or playing in a park. This is now being called the free-range children's kidnapping.
Right. Well, apparently... there's a movement now to go back to what's called free-range parenting, which is when I grew up, which was in the 70s, which wasn't a perfect time to grow up. I mean, we had, you know,
We were free-range kids, Norm. I was running the neighborhood.
But we were free-range kids. You know, we were all free-range kids.
Yes.
It was the idea that you know, you can't grow up to be a responsible adult unless you are allowed some time to fall down and skin your knee, play with your friends outside, you know, take a little responsibility for your own entertainment. And we've seen that gradually come down to the helicopter parent and the complete scheduling of a child's life and their free time, even their time outdoors. There has to be adults all around. So these free-range parents are basically going back to the old ways, and they committed the heinous crime of allowing their children to go to the park unsupervised, and the children were walking home, and a cop picked them up for suspicion and had the parents come to the police station. They've done this twice. And what's weird is the cop's excuse was, well, there was a homeless guy. Of course, homeless guy meaning that his story is going to be very difficult to be verified either by the parents or by local media or the couple's attorney, who was looking strangely at the kids. Now, he didn't say I have reason to think this guy was a creep. Just they were looking strangely at them. And a coworker of mine and I were discussing this after Megan Stiles, our Campaign for Liberty's communications director, put this up on our blog at campaignforliberty.org. So you took those kids and left the scene, and which means that the next time, if there were children who walked by the homeless guy that you think looks at children funnily, suspiciously, you're not going to be around.
Yeah. Rather than take the person who they think is ogling the kids out of the picture,
right?
Picking him up and questioning him, they pick up the kids. I mean, who's the offender here?
And they don't tell the parents. The parents
don't we want the police to create a society where kids can go to the park without the aid of a parent? Don't we want police to take on the responsibility of safeguarding communities, walking the beat, doing those things? I mean, those are common policing aspects that really need to be done. Why is it that in every instance, and I'm not saying the parents should be neglectful of their children, I'm not saying the parents should allow children to go into dangerous areas or whatever unaccompanied, absolutely not. But what is this? Is this park an inherently dangerous place? Is the pathway from their home to the park inherently dangerous? What are the statistics? How many kids are kidnapped on that street? How many kids are taken from the park? Where are the police in all this? You know, they want to put the onus on this family for all of society's ills by saying, you are negligent, you neglected the appropriate care of your children because you weren't physically present when they walked to the park.
Hmm.
Well, that might be true under certain circumstances, but did those circumstances exist? It just isn't the case that every family that allows their kids to walk to the park is negligent.
Yeah, exactly.
And they shouldn't be condemned, you know, by the media and everybody right away. Oh, these people are horrible. Well, what are the facts here? What's really going on?
Go ahead, Norm.
That's not a part of the story.
And what does it say about us as a society where the idea that parents can decide, make these decisions, and the burden of proof is on them to justify it to the government, as opposed to the government trying to justify why this is considered a danger?
Right.
Precisely. Yeah. Where is freedom of that?
Yeah, it's not existing anymore in this relationship. CPS is basically overruling parents. The cops are playing along with the power structure. And now they're saying that, you know, the family had to sign an agreement that they would never let their kids be alone. I mean, who's the parent here?
And also, what if our friend Hillary at her Iowa event on education, I think that was Tuesday maybe, made a comment, just an offhanded comment, in the very revealing, where she called education our most important non-family enterprise in the raising of the next generation. So what she's saying there is her view of education is that it's something that parents passively send their children to the experts in the public schools to do it. And, of course, there are some parents who do that, but I think most people would say that, you know, whether you choose public schools or parents or homeschool or parochial or other religious or private school, that ought to be your choice. But, you know, public school parents, it used to be considered that in the public schools or government schools, it still wasn't a non-family enterprise. Parents were expected to play a role, you know, check their children's homework, make sure that they got to school on time.
Norm, I think Hillary and their ilk, particularly on the Democratic side, which had really sold out to the pharmaceutical industrial complex on the vaccine issue more than the Republicans, don't want families to be able to say no to vaccines. And if they can convince everybody that education is a non-family event, then the family shouldn't have a say about anything the children are learning, much less any medical interventions that they're throwing their way in schools.
They don't want them to question the medical interventions. They don't want them to question Common Core. They don't want them to question the databases of their health care, of their health, their well-being.
We're up against a break here. Stand by. We're going to wrap it up with Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you thought the TSA were only ogling the ladies, well, a little turnabout. I don't call it fair play, but men, watch out. Cover it up.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We've sometimes been criticized for pointing out that there are some strange hires over at the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, particularly in the airport. Suspicions of ogling of women, even children, through these machines or screening them out, not randomly, so that they could be fondled. And, you know, mostly we've talked about the focus on women. But it turns out, look, there's a Campaign for Liberty release here. Megan Stiles wrote it about the TSA agents manipulating the screening systems to fondle attractive men. So, is this equal opportunity or is this equal sexual, I don't know, is it battery? Is it assault? Where does this fall? How does the TSA get away with this, Jonathan?
Well, it is assault and battery. And the TSA gets away with it because the government gives them the discretion to do it. I mean, my goodness, look at what a disaster the TSA is. Can you think of any more ridiculous idea offhand than to cause people to form lines that go on for vast distances inside major airports across the country as they stand up to get through those checkpoints? If you were a terrorist, wouldn't it be far easier and more devastating to simply blow up the line than it would be to try to get an explosive on an airplane? I mean, how stupid do they think we are? This system is not working. It simply is inconveniencing people. It is not protecting people. And if anything, it's creating a circumstance that provides an opportune moment for terrorists to wreak havoc, to blow up all the people in the line.
Well, at the risk of bringing Rand Paul up again, which I don't mind talking about, believe me, he did a position, you know, a hands-up position. He said, you know, at one point when he was talking about this, and he says, is this the position of a free man, a free American, for instance? Because you go through those scanners, and they say, hands up, like a criminal.
Right.
I won't go through them. But the point is, most people will because it's too inconvenient to opt out.
And the most common explosive, plastic explosives that the terrorists are using are not detected through this system.
Incredible.
And
Norm, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, they can get it into the luggage, and it goes right onto the airplane. There's the screening techniques are woefully inadequate. They cost a fortune, and the assembly of people into lines in front of checkpoints is the stupidest idea I have ever heard of to diminish the risk of terrorism. It creates a new opportunity for terrorism. Does anyone remember the terrorist who shot all those people heading into the CIA when their cars were all lined up and they couldn't move? Well, didn't they learn anything from that experience? A terrorist is going to cause one of these days, unfortunately, if a terrorist gets his way, he's going to blow up people inside an airport, not on the airplane.
Besides,
need to get on the airplane
besides,
and kill people.
Besides ogling attractive men, the TSA, my producer says, has gone nuts. But we see this as operant conditioning the public. It is not about protecting the public. It's about conditioning them to behave more like prisoners than free men and women. Norm, your perspective from the Campaign for Liberty.
I think that's right. We learn how to be submissive. And we learned that, you see people like sheep lining up, and those like me who take the opt-out and take the pat-down, I don't know how attractive I'd consider myself, but I volunteer for it because it does throw a little bit of sand in the gears, and you can pretty much you do get a nasty look sometimes from some of the folks at TSA if you do that, but people are like sheep, and it's sad to see how much they've bought into the propaganda.
Yeah, it really is. If you love liberty and you go to the airport, you got to cry a little bit because you see the American people have just kind of abandoned it in the name of security. But it's a false sense of security, as we're finding out, as the TSA basically picking people out of line that they think are cute so they can touch them inappropriately and get away with it. Jonathan Emord, my friend, you are so busy, defending liberty, trying to take down the bureaucratic oligarchy. Do you have time for another book?
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay, because I know the one
Maybe
I want you,
you
to write. I want you
oh,
to write
really?
About your
okay.
years. Well, we were talking about it off the air, but I want to hear more about your years in the Reagan administration. There's a lot of untold stories and perspectives on history I don't think anybody else would be able to write except for you. I'm just saying. Planting the seeds for you, my friend.
All right, Robert. Someday, maybe.
All right. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, thank you. We've got another hour of healing.
Thank you.
And stick around. We got Roseanne Lindsay and more. The power to heal is yours. Thank you, Jonathan.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy.
Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.